Folks, welcome again to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I am Luke Cecilon.
I'm Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Thomas Tolles.
And we'll be presenting you a whole plethora of information on how to, or wiki how to, do something. With today's article, How to Draw a Treehouse.
So if you're not familiar with WikiHow, it's a site that offers tutorials to guide you to complete the task that might have seemed too difficult at the offset.
What Luke didn't say is, after we're done discussing the article and helping you, we're going to be doing some improv scenes based on our discussion.
Luke also didn't say pumpkin or juniper.
Thank you for clarifying, Thomas. I think that cleared a lot of things up.
People were very curious about that pumpkin. Now, no longer.
No, stay tuned. Maybe later we will reveal all about these pumpkins.
I love you guys.
Okay, let's move on. today's article, Thomas, yes?
I was just going to say you should follow along at home. I know you might be driving, listening to this at the gym, but if you have access to a computer, reading the article along with us, it'll feel like you're in the room with us.
If you don't have a computer on hand, feel free to find one and print it out and take the loose sheets with you to wherever you're going. Mm-hmm.
I do want to emphasize that if you are at the gym, make sure you do not lose count of those reps, because once they're gone, you can't get them back.
Luke is a meathead now. We should update our listeners. He's changed a little bit since the last time.
Yeah.
He's got his guns blazing, Jesse.
The sun's out and the guns are out, as they say. He strong-armed himself into this podcast this week.
All right.
So, speaking of arms and hands, you're going to need your arms and hands, because this week it's how to draw a treehouse. I know, it's about time we talk to this.
We apologize for the most impolite delay.
I believe Bill Watterson wrote this article.
So Calvin and already Hobbes. Getting us started, the nice tidbit of information that they give us is, treehouses are iconic, especially in comics. However, they can be quite difficult to draw. As long as you know how to draw a tree, however, you'll be able to use this article to your full advantage.
So, disclaimer, you should first go to How to Draw a Tree,
which is going to be episode 90.
If everything is according to plan.
Yeah, which it almost certainly
our
will.
Our 9-year plan that we've written out.
If we're not friends in 9 years,
let's get married.
And we're always doing,
that's what I was going to say,
we're only doing
10
too. Episodes a year.
Right.
So not even,
no.
Got it.
No, we were thinking 80 episodes in year 6.
Again, this is all, the listener needs to know the stuff in order to figure out what's going on.
Sorry. We're talking podcast shop. Let's get to the
that's
article.
That's right, we are. So assuming you know how to draw a tree, let's move forward. Step 1. Decide on some basic design elements. There are many things to consider when it comes to drawing trees and tree houses. Consider the following to come up with the variables of the drawing. What kind of tree is it?
Oak.
Let's list some trees.
Pine.
Elm.
Fir.
Birch.
Mahogany.
Of life.
Nice. Family.
Red.
Yggdrasil. The world tree.
So, peace, and then a suffix T, peace tree T.
That tree
so good.
From Fern Gully.
Shut your mouth, Jesse.
Luke, wasn't
I don't
that
need
more
your sass on this podcast?
Wasn't that more of a fern, Luke?
It was probably
a tree
a fern,
in that gully.
But, all right. I think we've exhausted our ability to name trees.
Well, obviously, draw a tree. Any
you
of these
should,
is
you
good.
You should have mastered this already.
Yeah. Look outside your window. Maybe there's a tree in your yard. If not, move. The next thing you need to think about. What is the appearance of the tree?
Green and leafy.
But maybe it's got a bit more brown on it, you know, depending on the season.
That's right. Maybe it's a winter tree. Maybe there's no leaves on that guy. I find it's easier to draw trees with leaves because you just make them like cloud-shaped. You don't have to worry about all the branches.
Get that tree into a nice, round, simple shape and ignore the details.
That's right. What does the tree house look like? Is it a...
Let's name some types of tree houses. Secret?
Boys only?
Comic book time?
On fire?
Falling apart?
Ground house? Just on the ground?
Maybe it I fell think out that of the one tree. Does not fit into the category.
Well,
Jesse.
Maybe the
so
tree.
Now it's my turn to turn the sass back on
oh,
you.
Wow, this is how to be sassy all of a sudden. We change gears. What is the treehouse made of?
It's brethren.
Yes, true. Yes. That is valid.
Cannibalistic treehouse living
yeah,
in
it's
the.
Sad. Because it's like, yeah. This tree is going to be holding a corpse of its friend.
Yeah.
But you have to think about these things when you're drawing a treehouse. How do people get to the treehouse? Do they use a ladder? Do they climb the tree?
I am very impressed with the idea that not only are you drawing a house in this tree, but it has to be a fully functioning one. Because if it's not, your drawing will simply be unbelievable.
This is a master's degree in architecture. This
it's essentially supposed to be a blueprint, I think. You're supposed to, after this, build from this drawing.
Yeah.
Follow all the specs.
I would be surprised if that happens to be step two, if it's build that house you just drew.
Decide on some design elements. Build.
Yes, exactly. Step three, enjoy. We'll see. This is a speculation. Step two, draw the tree.
Nope, not what I wanted.
Depending on the tree you've selected, there will be different ways of drawing. If it's older, it's likely to be taller, have more branches, and have a thicker trunk. Younger trees are notably difficult to climb up due to their lack of branches and thin trunks.
So I think the author of this article is under the impression that you will be entering into the illustration a la a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode.
Or Super Mario 64.
Right, or Paper Mario. I mean, the examples are endless of fictional things where you have to build a tree that you could actually use.
Because we're not going on this piece of paper holding our tree image.
I feel like we might be just ignoring the value of drawing with accuracy for realism.
You're right.
When you're making your comic strip for your high school newspaper, you're going to want people to understand where your characters are.
That tree looks load-bearing.
Exactly.
That's what they'll say.
And I will read the rest of these articles.
Exactly. This punchline is funnier because of the accuracy of the tree in the drawing.
Oh, it's an elm tree.
Oh,
and Freddy Krueger's in the episode.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You don't want a young tree because they're not going to be able to support your tree
if
house.
If they cut open that comic and count the rings, it should be the sufficient number.
I think maybe 40 years or up 40 off the top
rings,
of my head. Make sure the tree looks like it could support the house. If the tree is resting on the fork of two thin branches, anyone who climbs up into it is going to go crashing to the ground.
And unless this is a Peanuts cartoon and Charlie Brown is having a bad day, you're not going to want that disaster to happen.
If his kite has flown into the tree with said house, you're going to want it to at least support the weight of a kite.
I feel that the person writing this maybe had a bad experience with a treehouse because there's so many safety tips of things that, have gone wrong.
Their parents forbid them from building a treehouse themselves, and so they can just trapped fantasizing about the treehouse that would be the safest and the most responsible to own.
So that the parents would one day let them
build
what they could only draw.
If you're having a hard time communicating how strong or old your tree is, you can always go, the route of a political cartoon and have a sash on the tree that says, old or strong or progressive conservative.
And then a bag of money beside the tree.
Yeah.
And then write peace and then tea on the other side of that tree.
Oh, peace
and that's
treaty.
A political cartoon right there.
I like that. Let's move on to step three. Draw the tree house. Here we go. Getting into the good stuff.
Step two, you already needed to know how to draw the tree, so that was a bit skimpy. Let's see if this treehouse information is helpful in how to actually draw
it. You're not going to want to draw the treehouse first, because what if you draw the tree too short? It's just going to be floating?
Yeah, that would be outrageous.
That would be an issue. There are many different styles of treehouses, and they can be located in different spots. I assume always in a tree. What do you want your treehouse to look like? Make sure it would be steady in its location.
Hey, relax.
It can't be resting on one branch.
I know.
As walking to the sides of the house would cause it to fall out of
Look,
the tree.
You lost your son, I think. This is a very personal demon.
Somehow you drew a treehouse that wasn't safe.
And then your son went off and built it for real based on the drawing that they grabbed.
Oh. Yeah, clearly there's some dark past to inspire this article. Treehouses without roofs are commonly seen to be platforms with a fencing around them. However, these don't last very well in rainy environments, as the planks for the floor rot easily when they're wet. So if you're going to be drawing a rain cloud over your treehouse with rain coming out of it, you're going to want to draw a roof as well.
Which is a 50% chance you'll be want to do, so be careful. That drawing climate is hard to predict.
So not only is the tree going to be holding its dead family on it, it's going to see it's going to be rotting as they're getting wet, because the tree itself is alive and it will thrive on water, where its dead corpse friends will just mold away.
I thought we were talking about the dead human the dead tree family. Luke, you got so dark. Wow,
there's a lot to unpack in that statement, Luke. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, let's keep going then.
Okay, let's keep going. If a treehouse has a roof, the most common type of build is simply a box with holes in it for doors and windows. However, there are different builds available. Look online for inspiration.
We did.
And here we are.
Let's name all the different types of houses.
Blue.
Houseboat.
Treehouse.
Yes. Of the rising sun.
Of leaves. Which is appropriate.
Flying knives? That's one?
The House of Flying Daggers. Very close. There we go,
that's the one.
House of Flying Knives, I think, was the Danish title of that one.
way better.
Maybe you got a duplex.
Of cards.
Nice. Yeah. Good reference. Good. Let's wrap it up there. I had a great idea, but let's just cap it at that one.
Let's go. Okay, sure. We want
to
go off.
No need to hear what I was going to say, but it was also funny and clever.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and let you just add your house, and we'll see if it was worth postponing the improv.
Let's say it was going to be mansion.
I like it. You're going to want a couple trees underneath that house. Mm-hmm. You're going to want basically a forest or an orchard.
That's a good branching out there, buddy.
Yeah, that's very
Jesse's
good.
Jesse's was better. Step four.
Oh, boy. Step four. The tension's rising here in the WikiHow
offices. Just read the steps.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're going to have a flying knife to my throat. Add details. Does a branch hang into a window of the treehouse? Do the owners of the treehouse have toys stashed in it? Are there branches leading up to the treehouse that permit someone to climb up quickly?
So the answers, of course, to those questions, yes, no, and yes. Move on to step five.
Okay, color. Step five. Color the tree, the leaves, and the treehouse. It should stick to a color theme of being brown and green. Although if it's set around the autumn seasons, coloring the leaves with reds, oranges, and yellows will work fine.
I was just thinking, that red tree you mentioned earlier.
Right.
That must be around the autumn seasons.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you look into trees in, say, Japan, they come in a wide assortment of colors that were not listed.
Look, a cherry blossom tree.
Cherry blossom tree.
Maybe you've got some sort of Japanese fortress in that tree, just to stick with theme.
Of course. You would need, like, a really strong...
Yeah, with some airborne cleavers. House. House of the Airborne Cleavers.
Oh, I gotcha. The hovering serrated blades.
Yeah, all right. Better again. Jesse wins 2-0.
I was just yes anding you there with that.
Because we're a team, Thomas. We're not,
That's right. We're all best anding.
We're
all trees supporting the house that is Something podcast. Wiki This Way Comes.
So, do you guys feel equipped to draw a treehouse? This is the end of the article.
I just want to stop you there, because there's one thing we're forgetting.
I'm so sorry.
This is perhaps the most key element. This is a tip. The end of the article. If the treehouse is in a suburban environment, be aware of the housing regulations. Mm. It's not common for suburbs to allow treehouses to be built, and most trees in the suburbs wouldn't hold the weight anyways.
So, you... idiot kids who are drawing tree houses outside of the legal
limits.
Shots
fired.
I'm sorry, but these kids, they're reckless. I mean, it's ridiculous.
If you start drawing your drawing and have done the background first and it's a bunch of suburban houses, you might as well just start over.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have a permit.
Well, you're going to
be laughed out of the newspaper.
That's right. The funnies.
You have to be consistent and draw in a officer of the law writing out a ticket to you, as your picture will have violated parameters.
Yeah, you can draw a picture of a treehouse being taken down and condemned if there's a suburb around it. And that would also make a great political cartoon.
You're right. Wow. Oh. So many options here. I think if you're this article is certainly valuable if you are the person who draws shoe. because it's literally just a bunch of birds hanging out in buildings in trees.
And we should note, finally, that there were zero images provided in this article. Almost every article on WikiHow has images, no matter how obscure or strange they might be. This illustration guide, zero images. So that's because it's about the science and the logic of treehouse building and maintenance.
You know what they say, tell, don't show.
Yes, they do say that.
Great. I think everyone listening is adequately prepared now to draw a meticulously accurate, load-bearing, life-saving, legal treehouse. Yeah, don't go. Your drawing is no place for imagination.
No. Move over Picasso. Let's bring in Da Vinci, yeah, exactly. An inventor.
Have a plan.
Sorry, Monet. Those dots aren't load-bearing.
Yeah. Whoopsie-daisy the seven from Canada.
Yeah. I see a lot of trees. Yeah, I don't see a lot of tree houses.
They play it safe.
Sorry, Tom Thompson.
All right. Shall we wrap up the article now?
I think we pretty much
have. I think so. And so, that is how you draw a treehouse. Wow. Wow. Dennis, quite the structure you got here.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. I gotta admit. Took all day, but it's finally done.
One day? For this beauty?
You better believe it. Got up at the crack of dawn, got my lumber out, got my kids to help me. But finally, look at it, pristine up there.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful sycamore tree.
Yeah, you better believe it is.
And it looks like your kids up there are having a lot of fun.
They're having the time of their lives. I gave them a couple toys to stash in the back, so they'll have something to pass the time with.
I've noticed that you've got all their belongings packed outside the back of your house there.
Oh, sure. Our house has been foreclosed on ever since we finished the project.
Today, ever since just now.
Well, I finished about 15 minutes before you arrived there, Joseph. Well,
I'm always late to the party.
Well, it wasn't so much of a party as an arrest. See, the cops showed up and they were not happy with how I built this.
I was wondering where Mary was.
Oh, yes, she's already behind bars. They said they'd give the harshest penalty to the first person they saw. Mary came out of the house screaming. She got the worst of it.
Well, Joseph, that's me.
Yeah,
old Joseph. Old Joseph knows that this is a suburban area, and you can't be building a treehouse of that size here. Yeah,
and old Dennis didn't know that. So, looks like, you know, things have gone a little south for me.
Or they're about to go north as you climb into that treehouse and live there, so I understand it.
Yes, it seems children and I are going to have to make our way up there. I'm going to have to somehow finagle a new wife. I know I'm thinking ahead.
You're giving up on her already?
Well, I know I'm thinking ahead, but I think prison might change her. I'm fearful that I won't recognize her when she comes out. You know how it is.
How much is bail for a treehouse injunction?
$261, Joseph.
Ooh. Oh, times are tough. Times are tough. I mean, your wife's in prison. Your kids have been evicted. You know better than me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't look at it like that, but this is a negative situation.
Oh, well, sorta burst your bubble. It's good that you have a positive attitude.
You know what, Joseph? I gotta go tuck my kids in, all right?
Okay, well, you take it easy up that rope ladder.
Yeah.
You got a lot of suitcases to bring up there.
I know. All right.
Here he goes. Yeah. Climbing that tree. Free house. You're doing good. Looking good.
Thanks, Joseph. All right, kids. We're only going to unpack this bag tonight. Daddy is weary and sad.
Dad?
Yes, Juniper?
When's Mom going to come live with us?
I don't know, Juniper.
Dad?
Come here, pumpkin. What is it?
I drew you a picture.
What have you drawn for me here, pumpkin?
I drew you and me and Pumpkin.
That's you.
That's me. There's two me's.
Or did you mean a vegetable?
No. Two me's.
We've been eating nuts.
Look, Juniper, Pumpkin is trying to show me something. Can you keep it down? I'm a single father now.
I was trying to explain the confusion.
I cannot handle these side comments. but I appreciate the help.
Is that you there, Dennis?
Okay.
Oh, you finally moved up.
Grandpa!
Look, Dad, you can't be here anymore, all right? You're going to have to move back to the retirement home.
I just want to see my grandkids.
No, Dad, look, we got a new life now. It's very small up here. We forgot to plan for a roof, so...
Coming up.
How is he going to get up here with his walker?
Well, he's finding a way. He comes.
Nope. Right. Nope.
Looks a little worse for wear, but... And he's up. All right, Dad. Look, I was going to call you, but our house got taken away from us.
What? No, it's right there.
There's
I'll see it.
Big sash on it that says foreclosed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't have my reading glasses. I can't be sure.
And Debbie...
Ah, Debbie. The best thing that ever happened to you. Where is that beautiful, smart, intelligent other half of yours?
She's in the can, Dad.
Oh.
Maybe for life.
I got some Imodium if that would help her out, or...
No, it wouldn't. Unless you have a check in that pocket for $261.
We cut to the prison.
All right, quiet around the bars. Quiet down by the bars.
Okay. I'm sure my husband will be here any minute to bail me out.
Hey, you new here?
Yeah, my name is Debbie, though my neighbors call me Mary. I guess you can call me Mary. We're neighbors now.
All right. I think I'm going to call you mine.
Okay. It's a little bit creepy, sir.
You belong to me. Yeah, this is a co-ed prison, that's right.
I can't tell. You've got a lot of tattoos. You're genderless.
That's right. Sure. I'll take ownership of you, but in other ways, I'm very progressive.
Look, I just finished building a treehouse today, so I don't have time for this bullcrap.
Look, well, why don't you tell me what you did to get you landed in here? Because some of the people around here are real scumbags.
Oh, property violation.
Whoa. You broke city laws?
Excuse me, officer, could I change cells? I'm a little scared of...
Of course. I'll get you out of there immediately. I apologize.
Well, hey, I thought we were getting along great.
Sorry, I can't be seen with you. The Brotherhood, Sisterhood would not accept me.
All right, away you go.
Sounds like a nice community.
Look.
The Brotherhood, Sisterhood. I'm interested.
No. You gotta keep your head down. You have to just don't let anyone see you. Don't ever tell anybody what you did. All right?
Thanks for the tips, officer.
Just tell them, like... Double murder.
It was double murder?
Just say double murder, you'll get respect in that case.
Double murder. I guess we did chop down two trees to build that house.
What did I say about the house? Don't bring that up.
Look, officer, is there anything I can do to maybe get let out of here?
Well,
You need anything built? A shed?
You know,
the doghouse?
Now that you mention it, the warden's been having a tough time, making a house for his cat, you know?
Oh, I know, a cat house. I mean, those critters don't like to be confined.
You know what? I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna send you into the warden's office. You know, maybe you're gonna help the guy out.
Hello there!
Hi!
You said you could help me with something?
Yes, my name is Debbie.
Okay, your name tag says Mary.
Well, it's...
Shall I ignore that?
It's up to you. Warden's choice.
Think I'll call you little gift.
Okay, there's a lot of people trying to take ownership of me in this prison, and I'm very uncomfortable. Look, I'm willing to build you some sort of a structure for your cat if you let me go.
Really? You're telling me that Cletus could have four walls to call his own?
If Cletus is your cat, that's absolutely what I'm saying.
Cletus is my cat, and this is a tempting offer, but you're saying I should just let a prisoner go walk the streets just because they did a favor for me?
Well, we wouldn't have to publicize it like that.
Well, how would you spin it?
Say I was wrongly convicted.
Oh, you are my little gift, aren't you?
Look, I really don't like that. No, I'd rather not, Warden.
You really are walking on thin ice in terms of this negotiation, well, so I'm you're going to have to start playing by the rules.
Starting to think I'd be better off in prison, okay. As it is, as long as I can stay away from you and myself.
Now, why don't you draw me what the cat house would look like, just so I get a sense of how your plan is going to come to fruition.
Okay, well, let me take this toothbrush shiv I made in the intervening hours and just kind of slit my arm open here, get some blood on there.
God! First of all, that you would allow me to see the hidden shiv that you would create, but also the mutilation. I mean, well, go on.
I'm in here for some bad stuff, Warden. Yeah. Don't get me going.
You're right, you're right.
All right, here, let me draw you on the wall here. Start off with maybe a nice little spruce tree for old Cletus, and we're going to draw a simple box with a door and one of those kind of kitten climbing pillars, and that's how he's going to get in there. And maybe it's winter. We're going to draw some spindly branches. There's a woodpecker on this branch. Look at that. Oh, he's going to town, and what's this? Oh, a nest of baby birds on this other branch.
Oh, but you should be careful drawing nests on spindly branches. They might break and kill all the babies.
You don't think I know what I'm doing, Warden?
And we cut to Dennis back at home, just trying to do laundry, make food for his family.
Dad, the washing machine is rattling the boards apart.
I know. Look, I just have to hold it here for a couple more minutes. The clothes are almost clean.
Dad, the squirrels got all of our macaroni and cheese again.
I know, Pumpkin. And now we hunt the squirrels and we get it back. That's step two in squirrel combat.
Dad, I think this sycamore has Dutch elm somehow.
Look, Juniper, I'm going through a lot right now. I really used to lean on your mother to take care of issues like this, and I'm sort of falling apart, so if you kids could just go easy on me for a second, I mean, please.
Dad, you know I've been having that summer job delivering papers?
Yeah?
Oh, I've got my piggy bank here.
Oh, geez.
I'm willing to break it open and put all my money I've earned over these 5 months to getting Mom out of jail.
Wow, well, that's really sweet, Juniper. No kid should have to go through with that.
I've got $7 and 25 cents.
What do you got, Pumpkin?
I started negotiating with the raccoons, mm-hmm. and I kind of have a system going on now.
Oh, nice!
For every few acorns I give them, they give me every $10 bill they find. So, at this point, I'm probably at, like, a good, like, 3 G's.
My God! 3 G's! Wow! That's like 900 Super Nintendos!
That is amazing! Pumpkin, you did it! Don't you see? I don't have to seek out a replacement wife, even though,
we didn't want that.
Crossed my mind, I will admit, but I don't have to anymore. I can bail your mother out of prison.
Dad, are you and Mom okay?
You guys sound like you're going through some stuff, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be solved by a simple amount of money.
Look, whether or not we're staying together doesn't affect whether she should be behind bars or not. We all wanted that treehouse, right? So let's let her out of jail so I can divorce her like an adult.
Dad.
Oh.
I want to go with Mom.
Me too.
To jail?
If that's what it takes to get away from this terrible house.
No, I'm sorry. We let that lady go about 10 hours ago. She ran off with the prison guard. Seemed to take a shining to his ideas.
Officer Brandon, can you be our new dad?
Me? Why, I'm just the warden.
Warden Brandon, congrats on your promotion.
Why, thank you, son. I have a small house in the back. No,
okay.
It is built for a cat, but I think you three could shove in there till I get a better place.
Can I bring my grandpa? He's got nowhere else to go.
Oh, well, that depends. Let me see him.
We're going to live like Garfield.
That's right. Lasagna every night.
We cut to the warden's house, and Debbie is finishing the touches on the on the cat house. Okay, and a little disco ball and a little litter box in the back, and here you go.
I gotta hand it to you, Debbie.
Looks exactly like the drawing, doesn't it?
It sure does, and even got birds to find footing here and start their families, just like I've started mine.
You started a family, Warden?
Why, yes. Debbie, I have a surprise for you.
I hate surprises lately.
You know how I used to always call you my little gift?
You mean yesterday, a couple times?
That's correct. Well, now I've got a little gift for you.
Okay. Keep in mind, I've still got that homemade shiv, Warden.
Do you want to use it on your own children?
What?
Mom!
Oh, well, isn't that cute?
We escaped from Dad!
Oh.
Yes, it seems we put the wrong person behind bars.
I dare say you did. My husband has never taken responsibility for anything.
That's true. We've got Dennis in the most high-security prison rehabilitation program.
Cut to that.
Okay, so, Dennis, you're gonna have to wear these wrist bracelets.
Aw, please don't make me wear those.
They're gonna give you a shock every time you even think about escaping.
Oh, God, this sucks.
Now you're gonna have to put on these boots.
They're so tacky.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. No one's going to want to see you in public with those.
Aww.
You better stay in prison.
Oh, Dennis, it's your father.
Dad, what?
We're keeping your dad in solitary as insurance so you won't escape.
The warden didn't like how you looked, huh?
Nope.
Me neither.
So just, you know, do what they say and sing a little song every once in a while. You know, it'll cheer you up.
Oh, no singing in space prison, boys. Now the elevator's almost ready. Oh. Strap in.
Uh-oh. It is maximum security in space.
That's right.
No one can hear you scream.
There you have it. That was Something Wiki This Way Comes with this week's episode, How to Draw a Treehouse.
My name is Luke Cecilon.
My name is Jesse Bergen.
My name is Thomas Tolles. And remember, draw something.
Say something.
And hear it something.
Every
time. Do you want to redo this one?
No. And print.